Okay, here's a kind of unusual question, and we'll see if I get into trouble in this one. This is about a kid who's being constantly verbally abused, harassed by a bully in school. And it's unceasing. It's an assault, and it's aggressive. And everywhere he goes, the bully follows him and abuses him. Now, the bully supposedly has not used any physical force, although I find that hard to believe. Bullies don't usually just use their mouths. They usually use their fists as well, but or push you or trip you or do something physical. But let's assume that it's just verbal. Everywhere this kid goes, it's constant. And the parents have gone to the school, and the kids have complained, and the school basically, let's assume the school is doing nothing, or nothing is changing if the school is doing something. Nothing is changing. Add another component. I think that the parents should go to the bully's parents. And let's assume the still nothing happens. What should you advise the kid? I mean, he tries in the playground to walk away from the bully, and the bully follows him and continues to abuse him verbally. Should he fight back? Should he use his fists? Or is that initiation of force? Now, in my view, as a kid who was abused, as a kid who had to deal with bullies, I dealt with bullies a lot when I was a kid, I say the kid should fight back. If you are abusing somebody like that, if you won't step back, if you won't stop in spite of being asked to on multiple occasions by the authorities, if you won't give me space, that is physical force. That is not just verbal, you know, disagreement. That is being physical with me. If I can't occupy any space without you getting in my face and verbally abusing me, this is harassment. And I think the law assumes that's a form of initiation of force because people can be arrested for harassment, for real harassment, where they're physically invading your space. Even in a school, even though it's a public property, if truly this is nonstop, I'd say punch the bully in the face, take him on. Even if you're going to get beaten up by the bully, by the way, even if the bully's stronger than you, many of the bullies I took on were stronger than me, just standing up to them will stop the bully. Will stop the bullying. So if the school won't do it, if talking to his parents won't do it, punch the bastard in the face. And I don't think that's initiation of force. I think that's pure self-defense in a case like this. And again, if it's just casually here and there, he insults you and, you know, there's plenty of space for you to go to avoid him and so on. My experience with bullies was always that they never stuck to just talking. You know, you would go by them in the corridor and they would pretend to bump into you. They would trip you. They would do things like that. You know, they would push you aside to grab the basketball or the soccer ball or whatever when you were playing and hadn't invited them to join in. And I would use any excuse, a physical contact like that, to just go after them.